Is there any temptation because of the slickness and the rain to say, let's not try this today?
No, I mean, the fields are in good shape, so no hesitation that way. But it's good to get your hands on a wet ball to be able to make sure the operation's right.
Do you hope for a rain practice like this?
Not really you hope for it, but if there is any type of weather, we'll try and, whether we're working inside or outside, try and work with it. You know, we'll go out and if it's windy or rainy or snow, we'll try and get some type of work in it.
Ben mentioned earlier a couple of weeks ago about Sterling and his special teams play, Sterling Shepherd. How was he, you know, how has he looked to you?
They're good. You know, all the rookies have done a good job mentally, number one. They've understood the fundamentals that we're teaching, number two. So now we just got to see them do it, you know, against somebody else. Do the techniques hold up? Does it hold up mentally when you've got somebody else in a different color jersey coming down at you? So that's what's going to be the exciting thing to see on Friday night. But he's done a nice job, but I think they've all done a nice job.
Sterling said he hadn't done it much. Is he enough to see a blank canvas in that regard?
Most guys are coming in are pretty much a blank canvas, you know, because they may do it early in their careers, but very rarely do they play later in their careers with special teams. You know, Alabama's one team that jumps out to me. You see those guys playing special teams. A lot of teams don't, so you just take it for what it's worth. And once they get here, they've got a nice skill set. You try and utilize that skill set the best you can.
What do you say about the long-term snapping competition this far between
They're both guys are doing well, you know, and I think they're bringing out the best in each of them. And so we'll see how that plays out, but I think they're both NFL-type snappers. You know, obviously, Zach is, and so Tyler is starting to earn his stripes that way.
What about Tom Obarski? How do you think he's progressing?
He's had a nice camp. I mean, he makes real good ball contact. He's working on a little bit of alignment issues, but he's been solid.
Wing looks like his directional picking has gotten significantly better. Do you see that as well?
Oh, yeah, that's a point of emphasis for us going into spring, coming out of spring, going into training camp. So trying to do what he does best, and that's one thing, is directional punt. So he's done a nice job with it.
What impact do you think the new touchback rule will have on kickoffs?
We've got to wait and see what's going to happen. I know a lot of guys don't want to sacrifice the 4 yards or the 3 yards or what is it on the drive start, but it'll be game by game. You know, if you're playing a real dangerous returner, you probably want to bang as far as you can, and hopefully he doesn't touch it. If you feel like you can cover, then you probably cover. But it's going to be, you know, even situationally throughout the game, it will change. You may go in and say, okay, we're going to kick touchback, and maybe a time we want to hang it up. So I think it'll all play out that way. So we'll see how it goes.
Technique-wise, just to get back to Sterling a little, just for a second, how different is it from catching a pass to fielding a punt or a kickoff?
If you can track the ball, which he can, then, you know, and they all have good hands and they can, you know, do it. When we got him out there, some of the young guys with the left-foot punt, it's a little bit different. The spin's coming off. Most guys are used to seeing a right-footed spin. So he's adjusted well to it. He's really not had, you know, any major issues back there fielding.
On the kickoffs, you talked about in the spring about you even go do. You guys were doing research on it. What did you come away with?
You know, it's about 4 yards. You know, take out the touchbacks, maybe, you know, a little bit, a half yard there.
4 yards? You mean you go
from the drive start?
To
yeah,
21 to
yeah.
25.
You know, our drive start I think was 21.9, but the last 4 years it was right around there, 21.9, 22, somewhere in there. So it's 3 yards, and if you're playing a real good quarterback, I don't think you want to give it to him. The other thing is, you got to make sure you're staying on side on kickoffs. So now you don't want to have a touchback and then fall out to the third. So there's some different ramifications to it. So we'll see how it goes, and I think it'll be a game by game type of thing. Be ready to do both, and it's really not that much different for us for how we cover kicks.
You obviously only get so many special team snaps in the preseason game. Mm-hmm. How do you balance between evaluating the guys who are trying to make the team and getting the work for the guys, the core guys who you know you're going to?
It is a delicate balance because the play time is not always equal. So a lot of the time, the guys that have been primarily special teams guys the past 2 or 3 years, they're getting more offensive and defensive snaps. So try and balance it out that way as well. But you've got to see the young guys. I mean, there's a nice group of young guys. Personnel guys did a great job with this class from top to bottom. I think it's one of the – it's pretty solid as far as the undrafted guys to the drafted guys. So we're excited to see them play.
You talked a lot last year about Jeremy Davis and how much he needed to – learn on special teams. How was year number two going for him there?
It's going well. I mean, he's done a nice job, and, you know, I kind of singled him out in a meeting because he's got the skill set, but he'd never done it. So a lot of times it's just between his ears. But now you see a greater confidence, I think, both offensively and as a special teams guy. So now he's starting to play well.
He had a rough indoctrination last year to the special teams?
He tried. He did well, but it was just new. You know, and then once he started to kind of get the hang of it, he got replaced offensively, and so he didn't get those snaps at the end of the year, which probably would have helped him. But, you know, he's very willing, he's smart, and he, you know, really tries.
How valuable is a guy like Harris who not only gives you the return, but the gunner and the coverage and that?
He is valuable. You know, we didn't see as much of the coverage last year because he was playing so many offensive snaps, so hopefully we'll get him back on kickoff and punts and playing at a high level. One of the things that really, you know, made him attractive to us was his coverage skills and just his return skills when we got him as a free agent.
There's been a little discussion, quite a bit of discussion, about the kickoffs and the injury rate, and there's been a suggestion that if you start the coverage team from the, you know, where the ball is situated.
Right, a standing start.
Yeah. Are you okay with that? Do you think it would change it measurably, and you think it's a sensible change?
You know, I think everyone league-wide, special teams coaches all the way up to the competition committee to the owners, we're all trying to find a way to keep it in, to make it safe.
Right.
There's some that are bad-looking plays, and so we're trying to eliminate those, trying to do a better job teaching them how to block and how to take on blocks so we're not putting ourselves at risk. So, you know, there's been a bunch of different things thrown out there, so we'd have to see how it would play out. We've done some things just in practice and jog through from a standing start, so I don't think it'd be, you know, they took a 10-yard or a 12-yard run-up down to a three-step run-up, and it really didn't change it much, so I don't know how much. There's still a lot of distance to cover, and you could generate the speed.
Do you have any ideas? Like, where do you sort of stand on the whole concept?
You know, it's – I'd like to just try and teach it safer, the blocking and the tackling, and see where we go with that. But there's really not one idea that's really struck me that's, you know, this would be the savior to it.